James, thanks so much for the time. And I understand literally in the last, I guess, 4 or 5 minutes, that has been changed to a winter storm warning for our area.
And this was good timing. You're very good at your job, Chris. you should do this professionally.
Well, at the last, I shouldn't say the last time. The first time I had you on air with me, it was after I had been hit by a tornado. I've decided I like to have you on before storms attack me from now on. We were in the Georgia Dome, and I had to call you in Birmingham to see what had happened to me. I like to be out in front of things now. Thank you very much.
I remember it well. I'd just come back from our son was, I guess, about 10 years old, and we'd been out at the ballpark doing some batting practice, and I came back, and you and Stipe called, and I looked up at the radar, and I could not believe what I saw. In the fact that you guys, they didn't communicate that to everybody in the building. But I'll say this about the SEC, Chris, they are so good now. They took that lesson and learned from it, and I will give them an attaboy for the way they handle their venues now. So we've all learned from that. But, yeah, we got a winter storm warning. How about that?
Yeah, so I've got my bread and milk yesterday. I made sure I had that at 9 o'clock so I don't have to fool with the stampede at the grocery store now. But in all seriousness, what are we, as best you can tell this far out, what are we looking at?
Well, again, Tuscaloosa is going to be on the southern extent of the snow, Chris. Tuscaloosa is not going to get as much as Cullman or Fayette or Jasper or Gadsden. But clearly, there could be enough to create some problems. And the hardest part of this forecast is defining that line that's going to separate rain from snow. We think it will be closer to Moundville or Greensboro. South of that line, a cold, rainy day. North of that line, accumulating snow is likely. And for the city of Tuscaloosa, we're going to draw up initially a 1 to 4 inch range. And I know that's a big range, but it might be a 3-incher for North River. And you go down to, say, you know, Taylorville, and it's 1 inch. But it's going to start tomorrow morning, and we think the initiation probably about mid-morning for Tuscaloosa and West Alabama, about 9 o'clock. So if you need to be somewhere, you might want to get there by 9. The heaviest snow will likely come between noon and 6. And there's going to be a band setting up, and we never know where that is, of heavier snow. It's a deformation axis where there's intense lifting of the atmosphere, and until you really see it on radar and satellite, you just don't know. Somebody in that deformation zone is going to get 8 inches. It's probably going to be north of you. But like anything else, I remind everybody, expect surprises. And like any other winter storm, some people are going to be delighted. For the ones that like snow, some will be delighted with what they get. Others will be severely disappointed. But I think for the city of Tuscaloosa, we'll have to give a range of 1 to 4. 4 mainly north of town, 1 south of town. And the big numbers, the 3 to 6 inch totals, will be for places like Vernon, Fayette, Jasper, Haleyville, Hamilton, Cullman, Aniana. And up in that zone, somebody up there might wind up with 8 inches by tomorrow night. It's all going to stop tomorrow night, by the way. And the good news, we'll warm back up in the 40s Thursday. So now, Thursday morning could be problematic. That's the other issue. How long will this, you know, the travel be a problem? We'll go below freezing Thursday morning, down in the 20s, and the slushy stuff will kind of become a more icy stuff. And, you know, that's problematic. But mid to late morning Thursday, things should get back to normal. But I would imagine a lot of people are just going to take the day off tomorrow. Many school systems have already just canceled for the whole day. And then things kind of get back to life Friday. Friday should be normal. And next week we'll expect 60s. So, you know, one thing about being so late in the season, the cold doesn't last too long this time of year.
Well, and that was my biggest question. Are we looking at a deal where we're going to be messed up for 2 whole days or my midday on Thursday? We should be in most areas, and I know there are exceptions, and you can't speak to all of that, but at least in terms of what it looks like for the temperature on Thursday, mid, later into the afternoon or whatever, we should be in a spot where we shouldn't be all bunkered down for 2 or 3 days at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, I would imagine most people are going to have the day off tomorrow, unless people like you and me, the, you know, media, law enforcement and all that, the people that have to work, but Thursday morning, I think a lot of schools will stay closed or open late because of the iciness. But again, by Thursday morning, mid to late morning, we'll get up toward 40. The ice, you know, should fade away pretty quickly, and the snow starts to melt. And by Thursday afternoon, things should be back to normal, and Friday should be a normal-type day. And again, early next week, we'll be in the 60s. In fact, if anything, we might be with some strong storms Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So we're transitioning from the snow this week to the tornado season that kicks off on Sunday. Sunday's March 1st.
Look, I know you're incredibly busy. I can't thank you enough for giving me a few minutes. So instead of me guessing and reading something, we could actually get it from an expert. And thanks so much for taking time to be on.
Hey, Chris, it's an honor to be here. Have a great day.